I just came home with some bullshit. I just found out that the Velma trailer released. Long pause he did in front of his video. It's hilarious that they just released this trailer after, if you didn't know, there were someone leaked what the plot of the show is, or basically like a summary of the script and shit like that. Like they recently did this shit. Like it was like fucking yesterday. So I'm guessing to get around that, they released the trailer. And then lo and behold, because they knew exactly what they were doing and that they kind of got a shitstorm on their hands, they released the trailer on YouTube with the comment section deleted. So you can't leave a comment because they know what's up. And then immediately they started releasing statements from different people saying that, you know, everyone who doesn't like this is just a hater. The things that you see online are just from racist, and they can't accept the fact that this crazy, unfunny Indian chick got a job as, you know, she keeps working her way up, even though nothing she has done has been a successful hit. Even her own damn show that they kept giving seasons to was dropping in ratings over and over and over again. Very, very weird. Very weird that someone decided to give her an animated show, which we all know is expensive, as well as something that in this twilight that HBO is going through with having somewhat success with their streaming platform being popularized. Failed animated series is something that they keep hitting on the nose, right? Now, granted, if you were to compare this to the Harley Quinn TV show, granted, then you might have some leeway there as to why they would accept something like this, right? But the thing is that the Harley Quinn show was a joke, right? Like it was always meant to be a joke. It was always supposed to be a joke. The concept of it is a joke, and everything else that's like done thereafter is just strictly for laughs. But the writing in it somewhat supports that, right? Like I've never heard anyone say that it was written badly or that it has unfunny jokes and shit like that. I've only heard people criticize the fact that Poison Ivy and Harley Quinn are fucking. That's it. Because that's something that a lot of people can accept because of the fact of Bruce Timm and all those other freaks that did the Batman animated series, who basically kept pushing that shit. They created Harley Quinn and they made her close friends with Poison Ivy. And we live in a time where everyone's got to be gay for some reason. And at that time, when they were actively drawing and going to conventions, talking to people about this shit, these niggas were drawing Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy in like sedacious ways and shit like that. So it's always been a thing that they wanted to push. And now we're getting it. The problem is that the people who are now pushing it don't understand Poison Ivy is meant to be hot, not some butch lesbo dude. I don't know if you know this, but in the recent comic, they made her big and fat, and it was so weird. But also, even the concept of Poison Ivy herself wouldn't get entangled with another human being, because Poison Ivy is an eco-terrorist that believes that plants deserve to rule the world, and all humans should ultimately be fucking dead. So even if she is close friends with Harley Quinn, the concept of her being like she would feel enamored with her when her only prospect and the thing that she actually like are plants, gee, fucking stupid. But that's besides the point. For the Velma trailer, like I said, you have some leeway if you're thinking that they might fall into the success that the Harley Quinn TV show fell into. But the Harley Quinn TV show found this niche, right? Like it did, it hit it, and it was fine. So the people who like that show and enjoy it are the people who like that show and enjoy it. That's fine. But the Velma show is starting out the gate fucking with people who are actual fans of Scooby-Doo. Harley Quinn didn't do that. It was just about Harley Quinn. It was just taking the story of Batman and Harley Quinn and the character Harley Quinn and then just poking fun at the situation or the character. Not at the fan base, let alone at changing what is actually present. Harley Quinn isn't black. Harley Quinn isn't any other race. Harley Quinn isn't a race swap or whatnot. And then in the series itself, you actually have Joker be a known character and whatnot, but he himself goes through his ups and downs as Joker would, but it's not really anything that's like, this was strictly punching down on Joker as a villain without any type of, without any punch up towards the rest of the cast or anything like that. You do have that. Like, I believe, like, in the very beginning, one of the jokes they have is that essentially Gotham loves the Riddler, but they barely remember the antics of the Joker. Like, everyone's just annoyed with him by now, while the Riddler is, like, a fun-loving villain who goes around killing people and everything, and people are, like, they laugh at it. He crack little jokes and shit like that. And that's a lighthearted little joke at the characters, you know? It's nothing you look at it like, oh, you're just brr, brr. It's like, no, because that's funny. I mean, how often do you hear people hold Joker in the highest regard, but then they would talk down about Riddler? It's okay, you know? And it's like, for something that's comical, that's okay. Now, with the Velma series, you actually have a situation where there is no punching down, right? Like, there is no punching up. There's only criticizing the actual audience as well as changing the core concept of the characters in order to fit whatever weird ass comedy narrative that you have going on. Now, I'm completely against the concept of race swapping characters. I'm completely against it. Even if it does happen, I believe that the subject matter, the writing, or the acting has to be so far superior than that one instance that that's why it can be overlooked. Much like with House of Dragon and Game of Thrones. It's the fact that the Valyrians were black was something that people had a criticism of, and it's something that did dissatisfy people who read the books, which I believe wholeheartedly they had every right to be dissatisfied with. But the actual acting of the characters and the writing of the show itself was so goddamn good that was something that's easily overlooked, because it does not matter anymore. And it's like the actual body of work is the material is able to back up that one instant, that one incident or that one problem that you might have. And it's like, hey, the Valyrians ain't white. Okay, but we can move past that considering what else is going on within the show. That's the only criticism you have against the show. Then that is just a visual thing. But you cannot deny the fact that these motherfuckers are acting their asses off, especially the Valyrians. And that's cool. That's fine. That's actually really good. So having that is one thing. Now with the Velma show, from what the trailer basically showed, is that you have a cast of actual people that are quite funny. Or people who basically would be okay, except for the Mindy Kaling chick. But you do have an okay cast, but the thing is that the subject matter and the material that they've been showing, especially that was showcased within the trailer, has been very bad. Like, it's not funny. It's not good. Hell, the last joke that they had was like a reference in terms of her being like, I'm sorry, I can't be like a drunk trying to get my kids, win my kids in a custody battle like every other woman trying to solve mysteries. Solve mysteries or a murder or whatever. And I'm pretty sure that's a reference to something, but I have no idea what. And so you can account that to just me not knowing what it is, but at the same time, it wasn't fucking funny. So even a joke that's based off of a reference that you might not know should still be somewhat funny. That wasn't funny. It was just an observation. And it was an observational joke, which are really hard to pull off unless you're able to do something where it is visually I'm actually being engaged, or it's still funny seeing the person act out or tell the joke rather than the joke itself. But I feel as if this show was going to have way too much dependency on telling these snarky one-liner jokes rather than actually having visual jokes and whatnot. So more so just, you know this, right? Duh, blah, 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 blah. And it just like, and it just keeps reacting like a reactionary concept of jokes over and over and over again with small physical slapstick and shit like that, because, you know, just weird, wild, and wacky and whatnot. But nothing that really holds up in terms of yeah, this is pretty good, or like, yeah, this will be really funny, or something that you would be engaged with, especially considering that this is a part of the world of Scooby-Doo, which has a big, huge fandom, long-time fucking fans, and an overall assessment of general quality within the series, whether it be from long-standing, binge-worthy episodes, much like with Mystery Incorporated, which is something that generally blew up because of the binge. Binging blew that bitch up. As soon as they put that thing on Netflix, it blew the fuck up. Gotta give it credit for that, because it is a series that's worth sitting down and looking at, because it's an elongated mystery, and that was actually pretty cool for something like Scooby-Doo. And then you have something like Be Cool Scooby-Doo, which to me is the more preferred Scooby-Doo. That is by far the funniest Scooby-Doo that has ever existed. Nothing beats Be Cool Scooby-Doo. It is hilarious on all levels, whether it be for children, adults, whoever, whatever. But it did come out during a time in which WB and their animation team had this tenacity of having really good shows that ran for two fucking seasons, and then they canceled them simply because the ratings dropped just a little bit. They did that to Looney Tunes show, Scooby-Doo Mystery Incorporated, Scooby-Doo Be Cool Scooby-Doo. All of those shows have two seasons worth of quality content that they just cut. Fucking terrible. And you look back on it, Looney Tunes show was amazing, but cut. So with this Velma show, because it doesn't really have the hilariousness that the Be Cool Scooby-Doo show had, more so this is just having reactionary type of conversations going back and forth, which is kind of being used as comedy. Now, this is shit that like Family Guy is now within the rut of, or obviously some of American Dad, but a lot of adult animation shows do this when it comes to writing and the quality of their content, especially when it comes to jokes. There are some people out there that just ain't funny, right? Like you might be able to do funny if given the right material, but you yourself just ain't funny. And I feel that that's the issue with the Mindy Kaling chick, because Office was so good that a lot of those people who were in that show essentially get a pass for not really keeping up with that quality or expertise that came from that show, because realistically, they themselves weren't really anything to laugh at. It's just that the quality of the work that they were given was that fucking good. And so it was like, essentially, it made them funny. like the writing for The Office was so good, it made people who weren't funny, funny. But realistically, for the Velma show, it just generally does not look entertaining. It doesn't seem fun, it doesn't seem funny, and it doesn't seem like it's actually for fans of Scooby-Doo. One, because they don't even have Scooby-Doo in it. But two, hell, one of the things that they do is at the very end of the trailer, it mocks people who watch cartoons or adults who watch cartoons. Generally alienating a fan base right there, or alienating a whole spectrum of audience, especially for an adult animation. This is the wrong way to go about doing something, because for damn sure you know kids aren't going to watch this show. It's some more adult Scooby-Doo. I'm pretty sure parents are generally going to be dissatisfied with the multitude of things that they're going to show within the show. I'm pretty sure they're going to show Daphne naked at certain points in time, showing dismemberment, bodies all over the place and shit like that. Talks about drugs and all this stuff. And it's like, that's a given that that's going to be in there. But realistically, if you can count out a huge audience of children that watch your animated series, then your big dependence is adults watching this adult-oriented animated series. But you have to appease them. You have to actually be something engaging. And like I said, Velma came out the gate fucking with the fan base. You made Velma an Indian who's pudgy, fat, and just unattractive. You made Shaggy black, and then you're calling him normal. Also, his hair isn't shaggy, so how fucking stupid is that? So, like, even if you gave him a nickname, it wouldn't even make sense that he would have the nickname. You made Fred and Daphne, essentially, and being antagonists for the most part within the series. And then in the end, they're going to come around to joining up within the group, and then they're going to become the mystery team. But the issue is that you're making it where, but then the other issue is that you're having it to where Velma's going to be the one to initiate and start this group and team. And then you have Daphne and Freddie basically being these stupid, underwhelming characters that honestly have no purpose whatsoever to be in this situation, let alone to be a part of the group that they're going to become if you're trying to instigate or showcase that this is going to be, you know, the Scooby-Doo gang and whatnot. Fred was the leader. He always was, always have been, and always will be. Daphne was the damsel in distress. She was. Velma was the brains, but at the same time, she wasn't the only brains. You cannot deny that. Velma was smart, for sure. But Fred was just as smart in trying to figure out and deduce shit as well. Thus why he needed to endanger his friends with looking into spooky shit. The dude was crazy. And then Shaggy was a coward. He was a coward, but he wasn't a punk bitch. If there's any other way of representing or talking about Shaggy, I would love to hear it. But that is a perfect example of who Shaggy was. Shaggy was not a bitch, right? Shaggy would openly tell his friends, "I'm not doing that. I'm scared." Bitches don't do that. Bitches would sit there and go, "Well, if you guys say so," they would buckle under peer pressure. They would do stuff because people tell them to without any regards to themselves or their well-being. And they would just sit there and do that in order to sit there and get favor with another group of people who honestly don't care about your safety. Shaggy isn't that type of character. Shaggy would look at his friends and tell them, "I'm not doing this. That's fucking crazy." And his dog would agree with him. And then they would bribe this nigga into doing shit. They had to feed him something that he generally was addicted to. And then they had to keep away from him in order to get him to do stuff. And then depending on how dangerous the situation, they would increase the dosage of whatever the drug that they gave him within those goddamn Scooby snacks. And that's fucking hilarious. And so it's like, "No way, man." And then it was like, "We'll give you one Scooby snack." "No, I'm not doing it." "How about two?" "Two? Shit." And they're like, "I guess I gotta do it then." Like, there's an actual joke on it's something where essentially Shaggy brings up the fact to Scooby. He's like, "We need to find out where they buy these things from. That way they can stop using them against them." And it was like, they keep buying them and using them against them. It was like, if we just buy them, then they won't be able to do that. But to essentially have it where, like, you kind of, like, because the little release of the script that came out and everything, they're basically saying that Shaggy was going to be a beta male, or Norval was going to be this beta male of a character, when it's like, that's not Shaggy. Shaggy would actively leave his friends to their own devices so he can go have his own fun. Like, him and Scooby would actively stop investigating shit so they could eat something. They just so happen to run into whatever it is that they're actually looking for. Because that's the essence of Scooby-Doo. But this series itself just has so much going against it that the idea that it actually might be somewhat good is just, I believe, a fucking fallacy. Like, it's impossible for this to actually be considered good or to even have some good tendencies. Now, I'm not going to deny and say that there won't be a few funny jokes here and there, but I'm pretty sure there's going to be it just seems so obvious exactly what route they're going to do. They're going to go over the top when it comes to the gore and sexualization of the characters and shit like that. So you're going to see a lot of naked shit. It's going to be over the top with the gore and whatnot to make fun of the fact it's like, well, they're not doing typical I'm still in this mysteries. They're doing actual murders and shit like that. There's going to be some overarching plot and storyline to try to connect everything together, much like with Mystery Incorporated, but probably not as well done as Mystery Incorporated, because Mystery Incorporated did good in terms of having the first season end in a conclusive way, but then more mysteries popped up, which led to the second season. And then when it ended in altogether, a lot of people were disappointed because, hey, got canceled. It wasn't somewhere just like at the very end, bam, this new information. But it's like, no, it was building up to some shit and then it didn't answer some of it, but it answered most of it. So then when the second season happened, it was like, all right, now we're going to see answering more of that. But then it started building up more mysteries all over again. And that's actually clever and a smart way of doing something, especially if you want to do a mystery season of Scooby-Doo in any capacity. But you generally have all of that happening, the vulgar humor, the grossed out stuff, the gore and whatnot, the constant beration of either going back against what Scooby-Doo is, as well as making fun of the actual fan base itself, which is, that's writing 101 for motherfuckers who don't know how to write. Like, that's writing 101 for people who just hate the fan base that they're trying to cash in on. Because it's like, they don't care about the fan base, but they need to use the product that has a fan base in order to push whatever the fuck it is that they want to push. It's the stupidest thing in the world. They keep allowing people to do this, and it's only because the people up top have no idea how to function in entertainment anymore. Let us not forget, Walt Disney was drawing the cartoons, right? And it's like, the motherfucker had a hand in what the entertainment was. Thus, he had his fingers on the pulse of the zeitgeist, which built the Disney empire to what it was. When he died, shit went really, really bad when it went to Disney. Like, really bad. You had reused animations, reused cells. The movies themselves weren't as well constructed or basically as magical as they used to be. And it took a while, a long while, before they went into the renaissance of Disney, where you got Lion King, Aladdin, Little Mermaid, and shit like that. But before then, you know, you had a slew of movies that, for the most part, you might think fondly of them now. But at that time, they were just no. Just no, 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 no. So, dealing with that, and it's like, you have a lot of people who essentially would go, Scooby-Doo, that could use an M-rated TV show. And it's like, well, you might be right. But the problem is, it's like, do you even like Scooby-Doo? Yeah, I know of it. Yeah, that's a problem. You probably should like this if you're going to have a lighthearted, jovial look at the series itself, especially if you're trying to do something mature to attach or to approach a mature audience dedicated to Scooby-Doo as well. Because what new audience you think is going to want to see this? Who the fuck does shit like that? Who jumps into something that already has a fan base, a backing, a history, with absolutely no care whatsoever, when anyone and everyone who might actually be into this shit would tell them openly, this is bad. This is nothing of what it is that you're trying to get into. Don't even look at it. Just move on to something else. When has that ever happened? Like, when has that ever not happened? Like, we live in an entertainment age where shit is instant. Motherfuckers have people that they go to actively to see if whether or not they would agree on whether or not this is something that they would look at. Yeah, they have the like-minded opinions as I do. Let's see how they feel on this. This is a piece of shit. Well, I guess I can't look at it then. I don't want to waste my time. It's so precious, and there's so much other content out there that I could be wasting my time on. So, fuck all that. Now, there is another key thing about this that I'm pretty sure a lot of people aren't going to talk about. Did you miss me? This other key thing is actually the animation itself. This looks bad. Like, it's not good. It's very choppy. It's very bad. Clearly, you can tell a lot of the lines and the scenes that they're having on the trailer might actually not be the lines that they're going to have in the show for real. But even still, I feel as if they really shouldn't have done that, because the lip movements, as well as just the overall motion of the animation, is very still, flimsy. Well, not flimsy, but very robotic, and just not engaging whatsoever. It doesn't look good. It looks like some shit that you would see on Fox right before it gets canceled for being on for one season and then nobody watching it. It looks like that. And that's not really something that you would want from WB Animations and HBO Max. So I do not understand why they went that route. I don't. Not at all. It just does not feel good. I've seen like different comments, because like for the Twitter page of this, people have been leaving comments on it because it's Twitter. But a lot of people have been saying, you know, it's like a bad version of Daria mixed with Scooby-Doo without the dog, and just calling it out for what they can see that it is, like right on the nose, because it just doesn't look entertaining at all. Who would be engaged with seeing Velma trying to put together two people who generally don't want to be with her, in order to facilitate, oh yeah, you got to remember that the Scooby-Doo gang is made up or comprised of these people. Right. But if these people are initially these assholes who shouldn't be together, why wouldn't it be, instead of it being Velma getting everyone to come together, instead it's like just whatever happened in the school drew them together. So it's not that it was, it's everything is catered to Velma, because it is a self-insert. It's a fucking self-insert diversity hire dumbass. I wish I was Velma type of idea, which is so, so idiotic. And trust me, anyone who tells you that they cannot identify with a character unless that character is their race, they're racist, period, right? They're racist. That's just how that is. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. Anyone who tells you, oh, can do that, they're not black. They're racist. That's a racist thing to say. That's fucking racist because it's stupid. Wait, this was like one of the greatest movies of all time. I guarantee you, if you watch this, you will shed a tear at how beautiful it is. I couldn't see it. None but white people in it. Stupid. Like, really fucking stupid. Really fucking stupid. So it's ridiculous that they did something like that with this whole self-insert thing and whatnot. But wouldn't the show have been, it would have predicated a hell of a lot better if essentially, which is what they did for the live action teenage Scooby-Doo movie that they did for Cartoon Network, where essentially none of them were friends. They didn't know each other, but because a mystery broke out in the school, they all got together, I think through detention. And then they started trying to figure out exactly what happened because they all kind of got framed in detention, and then it was like, yeah, they didn't do it. So it was like figuring it out and whatnot. And that actually was an okay little kid movie that Cartoon Network did. And it was fine. I think they did, if not two, there's three of them. Not sure. They've done a lot of live action Ben 10 movies as well. But I digress. But again, it's like, it's something where it's like, yeah, that's a plausible thing to do, where it's like you're not actively making one character superior and the rest of them inferior, because who the fuck would want to see that? One of the beauties of Scooby-Doo is the fact that it's like, it's this gang that anyone can latch on and represent themselves with. A lot of people who think of themselves as a leader would think of Fred. People who are beautiful and just, you know, got their shit together would think of themselves as Daphne. Because never forget, Daphne wasn't stupid. Daphne just had her shit together. Totally different. Whole different situation. If she was stupid, she wouldn't have did half of the shit that she did. But Daphne was just a damsel in distress. People would kidnap her. That is not being dumb. She just got kidnapped. Totally different situation. Shaggy was the lovable, funny, quirky guy. Just wanted to do his own thing and hang out with his friends. But his friends were just doing crazy shit. And he opted out of it. But he still got drugged into it anyway because he was what? With his friends. And Velma was the smart, nerdy, geeky one. And it's like anyone could look at these characters and identify with any with each and every one of them. It's the same shit with like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You can look at each and every one of them and identify with some aspect of yourself with any of them, but then you would cater towards one over the other. That's for damn sure, right? So it's like even if your favorite character is Leonardo, you can see some aspects of yourself in Raphael and Michelangelo and Donatello. It does not fucking matter. And it's the same thing with Scooby-Doo. And it's just with the actual dog, you just had this fun, lovable pal that just was the glue that kept everything together. It's a talking dog. Enough said. Like that's it. That's all you needed. So having so much against this and then basically showing nothing in the realm of positive, because for the most part, looking at it, I was like, if they were to put off their jokes the way how Be Cool Scooby-Doo did, then we might have something. But it seems like they're not going in that direction. And then even the wacky antics that they're doing are just more so, wouldn't it be funny if this happened, rather than like actually funny reaction things and stuff. Like when finding out, it's like the reason you can't find who the murderer is because it's a ghost, and all the kids start screaming. And then one kid jumped out the window. And as I looked at it, when I saw it, I was like, that could have been funny. That's all I can say to myself. Not that it wasn't funny or that it was funny. It's just that could have been funny. This actually could have been something good if they were to have someone who actually gave a damn behind it. There's nothing wrong with making a far more mature and adult version of Scooby-Doo. In fact, that would have been very much appreciated. And it would have been hilarious as long as you were able to poke fun at Scooby-Doo as a whole. Not just take these characters and shit on them, make them terrible, and then you just act as if we're gonna ignore that. Like, no, make fun of Scooby-Doo while keeping true to Scooby-Doo. a creative motherfucker could do something like that. That if you think that that sounds hard, then just admit to yourself that you're not that creative. Like, realistically, if I was given a job to do what I just said, I could do it because I actually am a fan of Scooby-Doo. But at the same time, I know about the jokes. I know about the hilariousness. I know about the things that people say about Scooby-Doo. As much as Hanna-Barbera pushed Scrappy-Doo, did you know that he was actually one of the most hated characters that was added to Scooby-Doo? The most hated. Scrappy-Doo was in so much shit with Scooby-Doo, it's retarded. But Scrappy-Doo was a hated character. And you know who actually did justice to that? The first live-action Scooby-Doo movie, where they had him as a character that they got rid of, and then he came back for revenge. That was hilarious. And if you knew Scooby-Doo, then you knew exactly how funny that was. And even what they did was adult and hilarious. Same thing when they first did the movies of Scooby-Doo, the animated ones, and they did Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island. And you had it to where they were now dealing with something that actually was real. No longer were they dealing with people in masks. This shit was real. Daphne had her own TV show. Fred was the cameraman. Velma was running the library. And Scooby and Shaggy was basically TSA agents stealing the food that they confiscated as contraband, and they would eat the shit. It was a perfect job for them. It was hilarious. But they grew up, and then that movie came out, and it was amazing. And then we've been seeing Scooby-Doo movies ever since, because obviously people like Scooby-Doo. So they had it to where that movie had it where there was a falling out between the characters, but still they had to come back together to do a thing. And then upon doing the thing, they made the group again. So it's not as if there hasn't been 1,001 ways that they've shown and did Scooby-Doo. There have been. But to someone actually creative, they could have done some justice to this. Again, going back to what I was talking about with the Harley Quinn thing, it's easy to do something like that because there's not that much to really fuck with, right? They kept the characters themselves, right? They left everything the way how it's supposed to be. They didn't change them outwardly, nor did they sit there and go, well, we're just going to punch down on all of these characters to make them seem like shit in comparison to Harley Quinn. It's like, that's not what they did. She made her jokes against Batman, but Batman still was Batman, right? And it's like, it's just, this is Harley Quinn joking. And it's like, yeah, she's just not shutting up. But that's not the same as if she was whooping Batman's ass and then he was like, oh man, Harley Quinn's just the strongest person I've ever fought. Way smarter than the Joker. Way more of a threat. No. And it's like, Batman's being Batman. I don't give a fuck about Harley Quinn. Like, get out of my face. And it was like, that's a Batman thing to do. So, hell, having her go to the Batcave and then you got Robin dressed up in the bat suit and him trying to talk to her in a certain way. And it was like, that's just a lighthearted, that's a funny way of approaching that situation with these characters. That's hilarious. You know, one thing I had a problem with? The fact that Harley Quinn was in the goddamn Batcave. That's what I had a problem with, because I like Batman. And it was like, but hey, that small, minute detail is overlooked because the comedy in the show, the material is able to back up what it had going. And the Velma show is showcasing that. It does not have that. Especially not at its heart. Not at heart. So I know this is going to be like, everyone's calling it garbage and trash and things like that. But it's like doing a deeper dive. Like, I'm not just going to immediately jump on this shit. But doing an actual deep dive and knowing what I know about Scooby-Doo and the characters itself. And then fucking comedy or in writing. This is not good. This was very poorly constructed and poorly done. This is a fan fiction that should not have been made. And the sad thing is that we keep seeing a phenomenal amount of this shit being done and no one is calling it out people are calling it out, but they're not dissecting it and then allowing these people to understand exactly what's fucking wrong with this shit. It's not just the race swap. It's not just the bad comedy. There's a huge accolade of shit that you just did not take into account when you decided to make this goofy ass fan fiction. Why couldn't you have drawn Velma to be more attractive? Especially if you feel so positive towards her, why couldn't she be more attractive? Why couldn't Daphne be smart, but then she actively is like pretending to be dumb or something like that? Or like she seems aloof or whatnot and just was like, it's not, people don't really care for me to be this way. We've had versions of them that have been hilarious caricatures of themselves within the world of Scooby-Doo that people have seen and fallen in love with. Fucking pup named Scooby-Doo is the first thing that comes to mind. Daphne's rich. Fred is an idiot who constantly keeps trying to do these mysteries and whatnot. But even then, he never got who the actual person was. It was always Velma. Velma knew everything that was going on and was the only person actively looking for clues. And then Scooby and Shaggy were just outward cowards who didn't want to do anything. And I love a pup named Scooby-Doo. That pup named Scooby-Doo is hilarious. I wish once I would see some goddamn Scooby-Doo thing where at the end Fred just goes, and the villain was Red Herring. And it was like, if you know, then you know. If you don't, then fuck you. They did this. They did a similar interaction in terms of the writing with the 13 Ghosts of Scooby-Doo movie that came out, which was hilarious. They had the boy, and he was like, hey, we're Scrappy. And then Velma and Fred looked like, what's a Scrappy? And it was like, if you know, then you know. And that's hilarious. But this is just very poorly constructed, just a bad idea, an overall bad idea that should not have been done, let alone get the green light when it was like, yeah, you're doing something that's just a huge fanfic. And then the fact that you're only defensed against the criticism that you're getting is that people are either racist or they just don't understand the subject matter or wait till it comes out. Hell, even the people who are acting optimistic towards this shit. And it's like, no, you know what's bad. You've seen bad crap before, especially stuff HBO Max has put out. And you can tell from this one trailer, this thing has the exact same makings as that Sarah Silverman and Seth Rogen Christmas movie that came out. I mean, Christmas show that series that they had came out. And it's going to have the exact same fucking results because HBO Max is at a crossroads because there's too much shit in terms of content and too much money being wasted on stuff that's just unimportant to let something like this happen. I mean, WB has already been going through what they've been going through after Discovery been bought. So why? Why would you? Like, I'm pretty sure stuff like this is stuff that they already had the okay and the green light for them is already in production. But upon it coming out, its end result is going to be something that's going to be the yay or nay in terms of it getting redid. And I guarantee you, something like Velma, if it does get a second season, it truly will be because of either hate watching. But even that doesn't really hold true anymore. Like back in the old days of Netflix, you might get that. But nowadays, I'm pretty sure they might cancel the bitch, just like they did with Sarah Silverman and the Seth Rogen fucking show. Who bright idea was it to have two Jewish people do a Christmas thing? That doesn't make any sense. That just really doesn't make any sense. And there's about an elf who wants to become Santa Claus, but she's a woman, so she feels like all the elves are always these fat white males. And it's like, who did it? Who gave this the okay? And do they still have a job? Did you not fire them? It's like the same thing going on with the Velma show. It's like, it's the exact same thing. It's someone who sat there and said, I love Scooby-Doo. And then upon them saying they love Scooby-Doo, they probably told you one episode of it and they did not understand it. And they just made this goofy-ass fan fiction that's about Velma being the star of attention and everyone else, including the friends that Velma is supposed to have that basically help her out, are just packs of shit that just can't allow her to do her job. And then at the end, I'm pretty sure everyone's going to come together and be like, you know what, Velma, you was right all along. And then it's like, yeah, let's make a mystery team. And then I'm the leader of it, even though I'm not. And I'm pretty sure it's like a little nod or like a yay for the fans or whatever. They're going to show her by Scooby, which, if you know, is the most disgusting affront thing that ever could possibly happen to Scooby-Doo. But I'm pretty sure, like, she's going to be responsible for it. Like, either she bought Scooby or she's going to be the one to talk Shaggy into getting Scooby. Some dumb thing like that. But, yeah. Yeah. And it was even more hilarious. All those other things that WB canceled that was animation or things that actually made it money that was pretty good. They canceled so much shit, but they gave this the green light. Like I said, I'm pretty sure this shit was like way into production at the time of the acquisition of WB. So you kind of got to throw your arms up in the air and just be like, all right, you better hope it's good. You better hope. But yeah, this just all around looks terrible. All around is just terrible. I award you no points. And may God have mercy on your soul. And if you know about that reference, then you know. And if you don't know, then you don't know. Simple as that. But it was funny.